Oh. Accession number 31436, Mr. Fred Cutmore, Reel 2. Now, what about the actual end of the war? Do you remember any of the celebrations? You
know, or street we used to have down at the end of this corner, just here on this road. We had a great big bonfire, we had a piano out there, and it was all singing and dancing. Oh, it went on for 2 or 3 days.
Was this VE Day? Or?
Yeah, no, VE Day. VE Day, that was. Then you had VE Day afterwards.
VJ Day.
VJ Day.
Was that the same?
Yeah, exactly the same. Well, we had a marvellous party.
What do you remember of it? What did you do?
We all used to sing and everything else. Well, you had no more war. That's what it was, I think. You all enjoyed yourself. Well, I was 14 then. I'm coming up 15 by then. And I was a lad then.
So what happened next? You're working at the carpet warehouse.
That's when I joined up in the Navy after that.
So you were at the carpet warehouse for a couple of years?
Yeah, and then I left there and joined up.
Now, why did you join up? Because you were coming up to when you'd be called up.
My old uncle, he was in the Navy in the First World War, but he was a stoker. And he told me about the ships he was on, and I thought, oh, I fancy that.
So how did you go about volunteering?
I just went up to the recruitment place in Montford. There was one there them days. And I said, can I join up? And they took the name. And then I had to go up to Charing Cross, and you took your King Shilling in them days.
Did you have a medical or any tests?
Yeah. Did a thorough examination and everything. I was a thin little weedy boy about that thick. And you took the shilling, once you took the shilling, that was your lot.
And do you know when that was? 48, but do you know when in 48? I know you're a bit wodgy on dates, so.
Jesus Christ, no, I can't remember that.
Not a problem. So, what happened? Where were you to go to?
Pardon?
Where did you start your training?
HMS Royal Harbour.
Now that's the shores.
Cosham, Wiltshire.
Now, you know when you went up there, that was in 1948. What was it like? You know when you first got there, you're a civilian, you haven't been about the country much.
They give us a week to make our mind up, I think it was. When you was a volunteer, you got a week to make your mind up. And they had gangs in them days, used to go round and knock you about if you argued a toss and that.
Gangs where?
In the camp.
Tell us about that then.
Didn't have much to do with them unless you could handle yourself.
What type of gangs? I mean,
you'd get a crowd of one, like Scotsman or crowd of Welshman or crowd of Cockneys. And you just got over it, you either didn't say nothing or you went.
And did you have trouble with any of these gangs?
Bum?
Did you have trouble with any of these gangs?
No, none of them. I could always defend myself, put it that way.
Now, what was your reception like when you first got through the gates, you know, before you got your uniform, before anything?
Oh, it was nice as pie. I'm saying nice as pie, but as nice as they can be, I suppose. But, no, and you was given an option. You wasn't given no uniform or nothing. You just wore your civvies until that time, as your 7 days was up. You had 7 days to make your mind up. And they give you a card in the end. A little card about that big it was. I've still got mine somewhere upstairs. I can't think where it is. and it had to, you had to write home and say whether you enjoyed it or you didn't. And you were stopping.
And why did you you decided to say?
I don't know. I think I liked the life and the excitement. That's what it was.
So tell me about kitting out.
Mum?
Kitting out. How did they kick you out?
When they kicked me out.
Kitting.
Oh, kick me out. Oh. Excuse me.
So what uniform and kit did they give you?
They give us all your navy, your pants and vests and socks and boots. You didn't have shoes, you had boots. You got two uniforms, two pairs of pants, two vests. They call them shifts, but we got the best pants, socks. They kitted you right out. You got a hammock and a kit bag.
Did it fit?
No. Nothing ever fitted in them days in the Navy. You used to have your own trailer, then you make your own, get your own suit made.
Now, what about a haircut? Did you have to have a haircut?
Oh, yeah, you barn it. Right up. But I was wearing my hair short, so I was never bothered. My hair was always short.
Did they cut it shorter still?
Oh, yeah, still cut it. Don't matter how short it was.
Now, what were the rooms like, your accommodation like? What were you in?
Oh, I was in huts.
Now, can you describe one of those huts?
Terrible. It was all bunks, like one bloke above, one bloke below. And, you had blokes that shouted out in the night. Some used to say prayers. Oh, my God. I hadn't been used to this. And I thought, stick it out, and then that's it. And eventually
Was it winter or summer?
Cool, that I can't remember.
All right, right. Did they have heating in the huts?
Not as such. I think you had a couple of them potbelly stoves in there.
Now, what was a typical day's training? We look at training, when your day starts, how would your day start? Caution.
At the early hours in the morning, it was about 6 o'clock your day start, and you had to wake up and go for your grub. Have a scrub first, and then go for your grub.
Now, what was the food like? All of the food.
Oh, that wasn't... Oh, what? When I was in the Navy?
No, at Corsham.
Well, it wasn't too bad. When you're young, you eat anything, don't you? You're so hungry. And,
Was it good compared to what your mum made, or...?
Oh, blimey, no. It wasn't as good as that, but it wasn't bad.
Was there enough of it?
Yeah. You could go for seconds and all sometimes.
So overall, you were happy. You were always hungry, but you were happy with the food.
Yeah, no problem.
So after you'd had your breakfast, what would happen then?
Well, then they used to put you through all sorts of things, rifle drills
Well, I'll tell you. What about drill? How did you take to drill? That's foot drill.
I got on well with drill. Well, in latter years, I was a gunner and a seaman. A seaman gunner you had to handle a rifle and all, whether it was on a ship or not on a ship.
So when you were learning, how did you take to it? Straight away or?
I did. Rifle and that.
Did you understand the point of drill? Did you understand the point of drill?
I thought it was called a discipline. That's all it was, a discipline. And that's when I had a chief GI, but he wasn't on in Caution, it was on a Anson when
we'll
I was
come
on
to that. We come to it all, remember, have to work through it. So, you didn't get bored with it, you quite enjoyed it, did you?
Yeah, when you was a kid, I was 17, 18, and no, I didn't mind it at all.
Now, what did you actually learn how to shoot the rifle?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your rifle training then.
Well, they told you how to fire and the only thing it was with a rifle, used to I was so bony, it used to hurt my bleeding shoulder. And I'd stuff an 80 in there, up against there, and then I could fire anything, then it didn't matter.
Were you a good shot?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
And how much rifle practice did you get?
Oh, quite a lot. Well, all the time, when I was in the Navy and all. So
you'd be on the ranges quite a bit when you're training, of course.
Yeah.
Now, what about bayonet training? Did you get that? What you tell us about that, then.
Well, the officer used to come over and he'd say, don't let anyone get inside your bayonet and all that. And I stuck him in the ribs with it, didn't I? And he didn't come back no more.
What do you mean you stuck him in the ribs?
Well, he tried to walk past me and I just jabbed him in the ribs. Well, he told us not to let no one pass your bayonet. He went to go like that and I went like that with it.
He didn't hurt him too much.
No, but it sat him and went, all right.
Gave him a warning.
Yeah.
And did you have to do that charging of sacks and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Stupid that was, really.
Why? Tell us about it.
Well, you sat all making a noise and charge along and they shouting and hullabaloo, and you had them big 18-inch bayonets in them days, not them little scatty things, eh? And, I don't know,
You just didn't think it was realistic then, or what?
No. Well,
what about any other weapons?
Oh, I've fired revolvers, I've fired...
At caution?
Oh, no, any rifles there.
Right. So what about PT? You must have done physical training.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that. All the different.
Well, the PTI used to take you for that. Physical training instructor. You had to do all them arm waves and legs akimbo and press-ups and everything else like. They made you try to make you fit. And,
What about running?
Same thing. You didn't smoke or nothing in them days. You could...
But did you go on long cross countries or what?
No, not all that amount. It was just round the camp like more than anything.
What about assault courses?
No, not them. That was until latter years.
So what about seamanship? I presume you did some seamanship there. Tell me about what...
A little bit there, not a lot. Not as much as I did when I was on the Anson.
So tell me what they did. What did you start on then, there?
They showed you knots and splices, but knots mostly. How to tie knots.
Anything?
Or bends and itches, they were called. Not tie things up.
Anything else? Rowing?
Oh, no, you didn't do no rowing because there's nothing there to row. You done that when you was on the Anson.
What about the seamanship manual? What are you working through that?
I've still got that one upstairs.
Did you start on that at Caution?
Yeah, they showed you all the flags and what they sent. You had to read all these flags and there's all different cut. Of course, now they've all altered again. But they had... And you had to mark them all down, and when you passed out for that, you had to remember what flags was what. And
so that's more signals training, isn't it?
Yeah, signal flags. And also flags of nations.
Do you do anything else you remember about training? What other, during the day, what sessions you might be doing?
I can't remember, it's a long time ago now, that was. It wasn't until I went on the Anson that I started to learn a lot of things more.
Now, we'll just go stick a lot much longer. How did you get on with the other recruits? There were some gangs of bullies, but what about the lads that were with you?
I was all right. As good as gold. I think we all got on together.
No bullies in your little group then?
Well, you always got bullies in the Navy, no matter where you was, but...
How were they dealt with then?
No, eh?
How were they dealt with? You know, what if you had a bully in your group, what happened? Did you deal with him, or did the petty officer deal with him? Who dealt
with him? No, you dealt with him.
How?
Well, just told him to pack up and leave people alone. If he didn't, he'd come unstuck, and that was all there was to it.
Did you have any trouble with any bullies, or...?
Not really. Well, they always knew I could handle myself, I think, and that's what it was.
Now, how did you get on with the instructors?
Horrible.
Tell me about them. What were they like?
Some were pigs orphans and some wasn't. Some was decent blokes, but most of them I met was bloody horrible.
So what made them bloody horrible? What did they do that was horrible?
Well, they wouldn't let you... They'd be shouting at you all the time. Don't matter what you've done, whether you've done it right or wrong, they'd shout at you. And it's stupid, like, I mean, if you're doing something right, watch out. And they never said, that's it, that's what I want. No, wouldn't that, with shouting. When you was pulling a boat or anything.
Later on. Were they all like that? I mean, you said some of them were good. What made a good instructor for you?
Never had one.
So most of them were bad, as far as you were concerned.
Those big orphans as well, as I was concerned.
Now, what about spit and polish? Tell me about how you...
You learnt that. They showed you how to do that, your boots and...
So how did you do it? Do you remember now?
Yeah, I could...
How would you get ready for a kit inspection, you know?
Well, you put all the polish on the boots and put a match to it, all underneath it, and then you started to rub it, and you rubbed it and rubbed it and rubbed it in until such times as the shine used to start coming, and then once it's come, you carried on spitting on it, and you'd never put more polish, you had it on your fingernail like that, you'd dust that, and then just kept polishing and polishing and polishing.
Well, what about the rest of your kit?
Pardon?
What about the rest of your kit?
You had to roll all that up in there, and your name had to be on top of it. You had to roll it up in little bundles about that big, whatever it was.
On your bed or in your locker?
No, on your bed. And you laid it out all on your bed, your hammock, and your hammock was there, and then you had to cheese your hammock down, your hammock. And your lashings, and then... You laid all the kit on it, and the officer used to come along and looked at it. Either he said it was horrible, or he said it was good, and that was it. I never got pulled up for it anyway, but some blokes did.
Did you have mast drill, you know, climbing over the mast, or did they not have a mast? I don't know if they
had one. I did have, not in Corsham, no.
Because they had one at Ganges, didn't they, but not in Corsham.
Yeah, no, not Corsham.
So what did you do for fun? I mean, was there any time for fun while you were there?
I think I went ashore a couple of times down in Corsham, I think.
Where would you go?
Blood out in a town, I don't know.
What, into Corsham?
Yeah, I can't remember much. Wasn't there.
How long were you there for?
I don't know, that's another thing I can't remember.
Not even approximately?
No. I can't remember, I don't know.
But you went when you were 18, so just probably 48 to 49, bit, you know, just over the winter.
About, I'd say 3 or 4 months, he's there.
Sounds like it. So, what was your next posting then?
HMS Anson.
And what were you, a boy recruit or seaman?
No, I was a seaman, ordinary seaman. HMS Anson.
Now, tell us a bit about HMS. She's a famous ship, but if you could just give us an idea of what she was like. She was in the Portland flotilla, wasn't she?
There was 3 in the Portland, and there was 2 carriers. They was all training ships. There's the Elastis Indomitable, the Anson, the Owl, and the King George V. The 3 battleships and the 2 carriers. And we went on her. And
now, what was your first impression of the Anson? Because it's a bloody big ship.
Bloody hell, it was a bit different to what we was used to.
So what was she like? Describe her to us.
She was massive. I've got a picture up there somewhere of me when I was still on the board deck. She was massive, massive. She had 14-inch guns.
And was it easy to get used to the size of the ship, below decks, things like that?
You could never find your way around on one of them, I don't think. How much you could, but... ours was a quarter-deck mess.
Well, tell me about your mess. What was it like? Just because people don't know what a mess deck's like now. Describe it for us on the Anson.
You all mess together, like, you had to go up the galley and get the grub and dish it out.
I come to the foot, but what was the mess deck like?
Well, you had a quarter scene on the deck, wooden tables. And a gas bucket.
A gas bucket? For rubbish?
Yeah. All your slops and everything went in it.
What, from your drinks and your food?
Yeah.
Now, what about, were you in hammocks or bunks?
Hammocks.
Now, what did you think of hammocks?
I mean, marvellous.
What? Now, everyone says that. Why? What was good about them?
Well, I don't know. It was just marvellous kip and hammock. I don't know.
Did you have any trouble with them at first, getting into them and things?
Never. I was shown how to put the nettles in it.
The what?
Put the nettles on.
What? Can you explain what they are?
Mum?
What are they?
Oh, they're all the ropes that go down in the hammock itself. You've got eyelets on it. And you put them in there and you put a double hitch around it. And then you had to... You had to tie it over the top, or bend it over the top of the hammock bar, put it through and put a sheet bend in it. And...
Did you have wooden things to stop it closing?
Yeah, you had a... I can't remember what they used to call them now. A spreader. Cut two bits of three in it. Excuse me. And two V's in it and put them each into your hammock netting. Hammock nettles. And then it stopped like it then when you got in it because of the weight of you in it.
And what about stowing them away? Did you have to stow them away every day?
Every day.
How do you stow a hammock away then?
Well, you're supposed to put 7 lashings around it. And you put the lashings around and you half-fished it back. Well, it was, I think, 4. If you had to go in the drink any time and an hammock was lashed properly, it would keep you afloat for a couple of hours. And also, if you had ship's damage, you could put an hammock in the hull of the ship. That was what it was for and all. That was another thing. If they was lashed properly.
Now, what was your day like on the Anson then?
Everything was training, mostly boat work and seamanship. And
well, tell me about your seamanship training on there then. What would you do? What did you have to learn?
Well, you had to learn all the knots and ropes and wires. And they showed you all different things. It was very hard at first because you don't know. I didn't know the first thing about it, but you gradually learned it. I think. I was interested in it, but pulling a bloody big boat, no. Little thin, weedy boy with a 16-foot ash oar. Jesus, that was powerful.
Learning to row.
Yeah, there was... You had a cutter. Not a whaler, a cutter. So you had eight blokes one side, eight blokes the other side. And you see, and the PO used to be shouting. Corey used to say the most horrible things to you, like, and it was never, you never rode an oar, you pulled an oar. Pull like you're pulling a black man off your sister, he used to say. God, awful people. I've been a little weedy boy. When someone caught a crab, cool, you all shot back and you all flew over the top.
So that, there's so knots and splices, or hitches, you know, rowing. Anything else for seamanship?
Look, I don't know, I can't remember now.
So what else were you doing on the ship?
Oh, you had to clean out the gun barrels.
Now, you haven't said anything about gunnery. Had you been put in the gunnery side yet?
They took you in the gun house and a turret with a 14-inch barrel. The hole is about that big, isn't it? And you had to get in there with all wood, an oily wood, and do all the rifling. You had a rope round you. One end and rope round the other end. And you had all skin on and everything, all leggings and it, and you wiped the barrel inside. God, it was about that thick, the rifling in them.
A half an inch?
Yeah, but you threw your knees in, did it? Well, the shells weighed a ton.
And how far up the gun would you go?
All the way. Till you got up to the opening. It's a frightening like that, me.
Why?
Don't know. What if he, claustrophobia, I think.
Now, were you a gunnery rating?
Yeah.
Now, when had that happened?
When I joined the Bicester, that was HMS Bicester.
Hang on, you haven't joined HMS Bicester on
No, you? Well, that's before I was a gunnery rating.
That's what I mean. So you're not a gunnery rating
no.
this time? Right. So you're just a rating?
Yeah.
Now, did you do any other gunnery training on the Anson?
No, none.
So what other training did you do on the Anson? Was it just seamanship?
All seamanship.
What about cleaning decks and
things? Oh, cleaning.
Tell me
and
about
that, scrubbing and...
Because people don't scrub the decks now.
Yeah.
How did you scrub the decks on a big
ship?
Oh,
a big scrubber. You had a scrubber and a soap suds and... passes hard in a bucket and used to mix it all up. Or soft soap. And it stunk like hell. Then you shoot it all over the deck and you scrub decks. Then you had to hose them all down till they were snow white. Because they was all wooden deck them days. Wooden deck right through.
Any other regular duties?
Bum?
Any other regular duties on the Anson?
No, only... What, when if you was cooking a mess...
Well, tell me about that. What was the messing system?
Each day you was assigned to be cooking a mess and then you had to go and collect the grub for all the men. Like in the mess.
So and you didn't prepare the food?
Oh, no.
So it wasn't
not
canty.
On a big ship, no.
Was it,
done in the galley and then you had a tally, a little brass tally on it. Each mess had a tally and you said 14 mess or 20 mess or whatever it was.
But you hadn't prepared it for them
no,
to cook?
No.
So it wasn't canteen messing?
No, that was on destroyer, that was.
So, and what was the food like?
It wasn't bad. Could have been better, but it wasn't bad, I suppose.
Was there anything you particularly liked about it, or any favourite dishes?
I was never fussy, really.
Just ate it all. And did you get enough?
Yeah, figgy duff, and I used to like that.
What's that, figgy duff?
Well, same as spotted dick. You know the spotted dick.
They might not know in the future, though. Tell us.
Oh, it used to be a suet pudding with all figs or stuff like that in it. Also, if it wasn't that, it was currants. My mother used to make them. Spotted dick.
That was spotted dick. Yeah. Any other favourite meals?
Well, you never got bacon or eggs or nothing like that, only once a week. On a Sunday, I think you got that. But you had, oh, I don't know,